The Quality Goods Podcast is brought to you by BigWavesLaundering.com. Are you tired of lugging around heavy detergent bottles and dealing with messy spills? Well, say goodbye to the hassle and say hello to the future of laundry with Big Waves Detergent Strips. The powerful strips are packed with the latest cleaning technology, designed to tackle even the toughest stains and leave your clothes looking fresh and vibrant. Just toss a strip into the washing machine and let it work the magic. With Big Waves Detergent Strips, you'll save time, money, and the environment. The strips are compact, lightweight, and fully dissolvable, reducing plastic waste and your carbon footprint. They also happen to reduce the footprint within my closet because the small box takes up less than half the space of one of your typical enormous jugs of liquid detergent or boxes of powder. Do people still use boxes of powder? Anyways, don't compromise on the clean. Experience the convenience and efficiency of Big Waves laundering detergent strips today. And use code QG15 at checkout for 15% off your order. So upgrade your laundry game and ride the wave to fresher, cleaner clothes. Available now at BigWavesLaundering.com. Code QG15. This episode of the Quality Goods Podcast is all about networking. Arguably one of the most important job and life skills that you can hone if you have ambitions or the desire to get ahead or get things done. The soft skills like public speaking and effective communication that are practiced through networking can help develop the ability to win people over and get your message across clearly. All of these things are some of the benefits of exercising and growing your network. Let's face it, no one will ever know how great your product or service is if you don't talk about it. You'll never grow your brand if you just stay silent on the subject. As they say, closed mouths don't get paid. Or was it don't get fed? Either way, the sentiment remains true. So step outside of your comfort zone. Go to that event. Talk to the people that are operating inside of the space that you want to be in. This conversation is all about that and more. So let's get into it and see what's good.
Quality, quality,
quality,
quality goods.
Quality,
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 quality goods.
What is going on, good people? You are tuned in to the Quality Goods Podcast, where we host discussions with artists, entrepreneurs, and doers from all walks of life. I am Chris Beattie.
And I'm Anson Jay.
And we are happy to be back with you to talk about networking today and kind of the importance that it has in career trajectories and just life in general.
All kinds of networks, you know, sometimes cross through, whether it's professional or personal, but in general, we all have branches out for sure.
Networking has always been important in the professional landscape. That's how you kind of move around and just see what people are doing. It's important in sales. It's important in career growth.
Yeah, I mean, within the companies themselves, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just knowing the other departments, other people, maybe even doing your particular job. Like, it's just, you should, I mean, I don't know. Everyone approaches it differently, but in general, like, you know, especially if you're at a place the way the old, you know, kind of model is of offices or whatever, like you're just going to stumble across people and you're going to have these conversations anyway. And that is networking, even if you don't, you know, look at it in that way. But
you never know when you're going to have to collaborate with somebody across business units or whatever.
Exactly. So a project needs to be done.
I mean, that's the one thing I do miss about working in an office is I just had more of an opportunity to socialize with my coworkers, even though like, I wasn't working with certain people at the time. I wasn't like doing like direct project work with everyone, but it was good to get to know people around the office. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I eventually did have work where I collaborated, we already had rapport. We already knew each other. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I just was asking them to do a project, but now we already have an open line of communication. Yeah. I kind of know like what their work style is like.
Yeah, you still kind of find your tribe. Like I was talking to my homie yesterday or the other day, and she was talking about too, like how at first she was just, you know, testing the landscape of what like the dress codes were or whatever. And then she started wearing kind of more like crazier kicks that like, if you know, right. you know, kind of thing. And then, yeah, you just find those people that at least like kind of point you out. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I know they know at least we're somewhat in the same interest exactly, bubble, you know? Yeah. And then you just, yeah, you find out from there. Like, yeah, I had same thing. I worked with a young employee, like, oh, you're wearing some like legit limited edition, like Doc Martens or whatever it was, you know what I mean? And she like even appreciated that I know, because you just have, there's nothing too special about them. You just have to know, you know, what it is. And then, like I said, yeah, your conversation kind of steers from there about what else they know you, what other cool stuff are you into, right?
Yeah.
Or like my tattoos always become kind of that thing, you
know? It's just that conversation piece, you know, it just lets people know that they can approach you about certain things.
It's a comfort level for sure. You know, you're like, man, I never really would have talked to him, but this gives me the opportunity. And then we'll see from there if like we do vibe. But now I have like an in of, you know, because you were always, everyone's like, oh, the weather is great, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's all surface stuff. If you can do a little more,
what they're eating, or
you hear them mention something like, oh, are you a Niner fan or whatever it is, you know, whatever it is. But yeah,
it is harder today in, you know, these remote work environments. Mm-hmm. It is a lot more difficult to connect like that because you don't get to have that water cooler talk or the, you know, discussions over lunch and stuff like that. A lot of businesses nowadays, they do try to open up those social opportunities and have like,
And I think it's important just as long as you have it, but you also don't want to force it. Cause that's the other thing that happens. You get these little activities and like, not everyone's for that. So I get that, but it is cool to have that avenue. Even with my peers or whatever, we don't really ever work together unless we're like, for some reason teamed up. So we have our group chat and it's just important to just, you could vent and have jokes with those people that know what you're talking about, you know? So it's like, help me through the day.
On Slack, on Teams or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, create those little side hubs that are not just work oriented. You know?
Have
some just social chat rooms as well. I think that's important. Like with your coworkers, not every conversation has to be about work, nor should it.
Exactly. Just a little breakaway. And maybe it starts with a little bit of work and then you get that little joke in or just that one thing, or you just all left that meeting and had a couple little comments to say to each other. It helps, man.
Yeah, build up those inside jokes, you know? Mm-hmm. Networking and connection building should not just be transactional.
Yeah, for sure.
Just like we were getting into, it's important to have fun, you know, have normal person social life and not just try to meet people when you need something, when a need arises, you know, don't let connection building be driven by need.
Yeah. Cause you've definitely come at me with, oh, like, how was your night last night? And then, boom, you hit me with what you need from me. It's like, man, I mean, cool. Like, I'm doing good. I don't even barely know who you are, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and I catch myself doing that at work sometimes. Like I'll just, like, cold message somebody with a question. And I'm just like, after the fact, I realize, I'm like, damn it. I should have opened up, like, a little warmer, like, hey, hello.
You know, but sometimes I appreciate it because, like, I don't really talk to you a lot. So, you're like, cool. Yeah. You know, I'm good with you kind of being direct.
It does go both ways. But more often, for sure. I do
want to have some, have a
warmer open, you know, at least like a hello, hey. Yeah.
But like you said, but that's what comes with a work from home type of thing. Like, you don't have those just happen to pass that person, you know, where, you know, like I said, even if, oh, that's the dude I saw in the break room or whatever. You don't have that like story because you just not together with people as much, you know. Or I try to, at my work, you know, I do, like, I'm out there in the field a lot more. So I remind the home office people, it's like, hey, man, like, they don't really know you like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, especially if I'm like, I can help with that. I'm like, hey, pass it through me and I'll get like the group started. Let me be the one to just email both of us because they know me.
Like,
don't
cold connect somebody and have them reach out directly.
Yes, but if I can be part of, if I'm going to be part of that like kind of decision or chain of communication anyway, like, hey, I'm okay with doing it.
You open up the connection, like with the be that third person in the.
And I think that's big of the networking part too, is it's not just let me open or whatever, but like the other part of networking is that communicative part of just like, okay, we were kind of thrown together. Now I can still start that network up with you of like, hey, like, first time working together with you, like, hey, here's some stuff that, you know, I've done, or I've seen what you've done, you know, like, yeah, just break the ice in whatever way it is. But, you know, we just forget that you know, like I said, a lot of people working from home now, so they just don't even, or they got that job and never had to network in that, you know, social way. So it just, you know, changes their style. But
networking has always been a very strong suit of mine ever since, I would say college is when I really started to hone that skill. It was kind of instilled in me, like, You know, if you want to get into an industry or something, mm-hmm. you should probably just try to talk to as many people as you can that are involved in all different facets of an industry. I would always go to industry events. I got involved with the Recording Academy when I was in college because I was really into music production, and I would go to a ton of these Grammy related events.
Those are all things that were available to you.
Yeah.
Like just
tap
signing up,
into
right?
your
like,
resources, like wherever you are, whether you're in school, work, I guarantee that there are some kind of networking resources available to you, regardless of what industry you're in. There's always mixers or even online forums, you know, there's, there's some kind of platform for you to reach out to others who are involved in what you're seeking.
Yeah. Well, and then like, once you start doing this adulting thing for a while, you realize like these people change industries or positions or interest, you know, all the time. So just meeting them anywhere, you know, will help in the future with that communication to come through, you know, and like, just even from us and, you know, we became kind of professional, like, you know, mid 2000s and up above, and like it's already changed with how you reach out. But like, I mean, we talked about that before, but I mean, Chris and I knew each other a long time ago and just kept up socially kind of really just like, not like we were super hanging out, but
We were in the network.
Exactly. Though, you know? Exactly. Commenting each other's things. We already knew we had similar interests just from before. And then, like I said, whatever, you came at me with some ideas, and even that's changed to how we're doing it now, but it was just because like we kind of share some things, and
collaboration transforms, different opportunities arise.
Exactly. And if you're keeping up with some of these people, just because of that initial connection, you kind of see the direction, like, hey, you've been doing this now, like you should come through, you know? And like I said, plenty of our guests that we've had on is what it was just like following what they've been doing and like, oh, that's super cool. Like, you know, and because like, I've never been a guy, I was, you know, whatever you call it now is cloud chasing, but I never like just reached out to these people for that. It was a lot easier for them to want to come on. Cause like, well, this dude don't just like ask shit of me. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just being cool. And like, I see what he's doing and what they're doing. So you know, I'm like, why not go on a podcast or.
Yeah. We're just trying to lift each other up and whatnot. Exactly. And you know, it's not a one way street, you know, we all get something out of it. You know, it's not like we're just trying to use you to grow our stuff, but it's like it's a mutually beneficial connection, you
know? And then still for the most part I think very natural, whether it's us knowing these people or a friend of ours saying, hey, you should have this person on, like I've, you know, or listeners being like, hey, you know, whatever, like, or I could put you in touch other guests, you know. And it's I mean, I think that's the big part of it. You see so much now, and this isn't really a new concept either, but like you said, I mean, we're trying to talk about more of a natural, but there is like these forced connections or monetized networking. And that's like, you know, for us or for me, I really don't believe in that. You know what I mean? Because like you said, it's only for that. And, you know, I've toyed with some of those things when it came to like social media for some of the business I've done. And you kind of realize, it is like, okay,
it is
the
more
other
transactional,
people, and like the people that are commenting are the other people just in that group that know they need to comment rather than like the natural of like, oh man, like I found your soap because this person bought the soap or whatever we're doing, you know? But I'm sure there's benefits too. I haven't seen it. You know what I mean? Like in terms of the buying into these networks.
Yeah. Genuine relationships will always just feel better all around, you know? But I mean, there are certain levels of, I guess you can call it a transactional relationship, something like mentorship. I mean, there's kind of different levels of that too. There's very rigid ones that, you know, you enlist, you go through a program to find a mentor versus like just kind of finding one in the wild and like kind of somehow agreeing that this will be a mentor-mentee relationship.
Well, I think that's like you said, that's the difference of like the other parts of your network can help you maybe put in touch with that thing you're looking for now, you know, and that's how it, cause then you're like, okay, well, this person trusts them. That gives a little more of a reference than just, like you said, cold searching for whatever you're looking for now.
I mean, thankfully I've been fortunate to be employed by pretty large companies, a couple of pretty large companies that have some of these programs kind of built in into their, you know, HR resources or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just want to, you know, foster growth within their own company by connecting somebody who has a ton of experience, either with that company or industry, with somebody who's looking for a little more guidance or just looking for avenues of growth or just want to be able to draw, you know, ideas and foster that kind of thinking between the two people. Because, you know, it's, of course, the mentee wants to you know, get some wisdom from their mentor, but the mentor can also learn a lot from their mentee because it's a different perspective. Yeah. They have different experience and they're still kind of like more often than not, the mentee will be kind of like more hands-on work
and more like on the pulse. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Whereas like the mentor will usually be kind of away from the day-to-day hands-on work.
Yeah. And more they have the experience. Yeah,
supervisor, and the, managerial role.
They have the scope, but they don't have that micro, like what things are going on. Yeah. Like I went through that last week.
Boots on the ground kind of stuff.
Yeah. I went there last week of just these two managers. You know, people that are just asking so many questions and like, I hope you're not, you know, like irritated. Like, bro, like, trust me, you're asking some questions I really haven't had to address. So that helps me have to like, you know,
think
more
about
knowledge.
It. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. I like you've been through the process, but then forcing yourself to like think through it, it helps you really like kind of reinforce that, like, oh, look at this knowledge that I know.
And, and it's like, I can kind of base on their questions, the things I don't have to address with them because, okay, you get that part of the game. So I can kind of help you with those questions you have, you know? And then you just know if I'm willing to answer these questions and they're willing to ask, it's just going to go further when I need something from them later. They're not going to be afraid to ask, or I can just call them and get some info because of those things, you know? It was just because they took the time. And then, like I said, it just motivates me. I've been doing my particular job for a while. So when I get people that just ask questions, that's energizing too, of just like, okay.
Yeah. People hungry to learn. When you get people that are asking the right questions, it's like, wow, somebody actually likes what they do or cares enough that they want to know how to do something better, or they just want some wisdom on how the company has been in the past.
Yeah, exactly. And if I have that ability to let them know, like, I want to do that, you know, and it just goes a long way of like, oh, like, how long you been here? And I make it like jokey in a way of like, yeah, I'm the old guy. But like I said, the reason why I stay, you know, relevant is because of what I see you guys interact and then how you interact with me, you know, like I have that benefit that, like I said, some of the home office, whatever, people don't get just because I hear you guys every day, you know? The funny thing too, they'll forget like how old I really am, you know? Cause like, they're like, how long are you with the company? And I'm like, yeah, man. But like I said, you guys keep me youthful, you know what I'm saying? but it definitely helped. And it's because things I'm interested in anyway, you know, like I just work at nothing too serious, but you can still approach it in a serious way and, you know, make yourself better to the things, or like when we have these socializing events, making sure I'm like pushing those guys like, okay, after this conversation I had with this manager, you should be talking to this person. They can help you, you know, if that's the career path
connect
or whatever.
The dots, you know, like your connection might not always be the right one, but maybe you can connect them to somebody that will. I mean, I've in these mentorship programs that I've gone to, the few that I have gone through, you know, not every mentor is going to be the right connection. Like you can try, like, you know, mentors, obviously they want to be in that position because they feel that they have some value to offer, some less experienced people in their workforce or in their organization. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you are, you know, there's just a certain kind of level of connection that you have in order to have an ongoing relationship with somebody. And I've been matched with mentors before that, like, we tried to vibe it out, you know, and it's kind of like the same thing, like with a therapist or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like in order to have conversations over a period of time with somebody, you kind of have to like feel their vibe and stuff like that. And if every conversation feels forced or just, you just don't relate to each other,
it's just going
to
happen, you know, personalities, chemistry, but you know,
it's kind of like dating, you know, like
for sure,
you kind of have to have a few conversations first
to even know,
see, like, you know, the first one, you might not always connect on the first one, but, or sometimes you might just instantly connect, you know, it can be on either way.
And then that could be wrong still, just because you have the instant connection, it doesn't move on, you know. But I think that's important for the networking side too, is like, it doesn't mean like if I just meet someone tomorrow, I don't have to keep up with them like every day, you know what I'm saying? Like just have it out there. And then if you guys keep coming around each other, you know, like if it's obviously a little different, if it's like your specific job you're talking about, but just those people you meet in these, you know, situations, it doesn't mean you have to keep, you know, forcing it, you know, but when it comes back to, you know, it is what it is, man, you know?
Yeah. Like the program that I am currently in, it's not a program anymore, but it started as like a 6-month program or something, meeting like every week or every other week. And then from there, you know, we decided we can, you know, once the program has run its course, we actually decided to just stay connected, you know, like we don't have to, it's like, it's the program terminates. It's like, you know what? We both feel like we're getting enough value out of this. We're like, hey, let's just have a monthly conversation,
yeah.
you know?
And, well, because, yeah, like you said, it's just learning people's perspectives on the game of the world or business, whatever, just helps, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's people that have gone through things I can't go through, and it's just to hear them, or, you know, or they've gone through before I did, and it's just good to hear yeah. that, you know? Like, it's just a reminder that there's so many ways to approach it, you know?
And it's nice to, like, be able to talk to somebody about things that are currently going on. Yeah. That, have been through it already,
yeah.
but they're not currently involved in those yeah. affairs. So they can offer a perspective and mm-hmm. advice.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I've worked through multiple recessions at the same company now, you know what I'm saying? So I tell people, like, you know, I can't say I know for sure, but
this is how it's been in the past.
It's how it's been in the past. And more importantly, like the decisions that are, the way they make decisions makes me more confident than decisions even made, you know, and like yeah. going through those things and seeing that, and, you know,
or like, you know, this is what I saw that led to this outcome.
Yeah.
So maybe avoid that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know. It's like, it's so funny. I was just talking to my friends too. It's like, we really don't, even though we know to say like, learn from our mistakes, you really don't as a society. We have not, like, no. you know, because
no, we don't.
Yeah. You know, whether it comes to whatever we're talking about, you'll see that picture from the '70s and the picture now, it's like, haven't learned to
just look at our election, upcoming yeah. election cycle. I don't even think I have to elaborate on that statement for you to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we put ourselves through this. I mean, and I think there's progress, and it's very tough when people are into a certain way of doing things. And like, but I really think that even the older generations, us and above, still realize the importance of, like, it's changed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people stuck in their ways of this tradition or whatever, but networking in general is just different, you know? And I think, well, one of the funniest memes is he always is like at work, like, you know, who would have known, whatever. Like, I'm like, I'm 22, but my best friend at work is a 55-year-old, like, you know, single mother. You know,
I mean, I honestly have kind of that situation at work. Yeah. One of my like homies at work is like an older woman in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
a completely different yeah. life. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
But she's click. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And like, yeah,
you can work bestie.
Yeah, exactly. And it just you don't know. There's no a lot of the rhyme or reason, but that one thing connected you, and you're just like, nah, that's my person right there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We get each other, yeah. you know.
But I think it's big too. Like, you know, I've had that on the opposite side too, of just meeting, you know, those people through professional settings, and then you see how they live, like, whatever, their personal life. And then you just come across new interests because of that, because you just see how yeah. they're doing shit. It's like, cool, man. Like, you're opening my world up in general, you know?
And yeah, you find help. That fellow foodie at yeah. work or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You find that fellow sports head at mm-hmm. work, you know? That's yeah. how you bridge those connections. Yeah. Like, I've definitely had connections where it's like, man, how do I relate to this person? What common ground can I find? You know, mm-hmm. Luckily, I have like a pretty vast, like, sports, like, interest, knowledge. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And interest in general. Yeah, I try to keep like cast a very wide net when it yeah. comes to things that I can connect with for people sure. on.
Because yeah. like that's how you'll even maybe get more into that interest, is because now you have that person. Oh, I've been doing this for years, so like, I'll show yeah. you what it's about or whatever it is.
But yeah, I mean, networking, when you know. I think we just need to reinforce that, like, it's about building meaningful connections. Like, at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
not every connection has to be like a lifetime thing, yeah. but
or super intense. Yeah, but
when you are networking, it should come with some level of intent. It's not like this connection has to get me a job or something yeah. like that, but it has to come with some kind of notion that there is value that you're trying to cultivate out yeah. of this relationship.
Yeah, I've definitely had that happen too, where, you know, on both sides of it, I'll go up to somebody or they'll come like, man, like, just like, who are you, kind of, you know? I just want to know, like, you something, your vibe is just bringing me toward you, and like, I'm not trying to be, I don't need your life story, but like, seems like we, you know, kind of the same page. Yeah. And people come up to you like, yeah, that's awesome, man. Like, it's just good to see. And it's because of the things you wear, the way you dress, whatever, you'll, you know, just attract people that are similar to that because of those things, you know. Or just showing that you're more open to, like you said, I mean, people pick up on that you have multiple interests. So it makes it easier for you to kind of like, hey, have you ever done that? Like, yeah. randomly, I have, because I do try a lot of random shit, you know?
Yeah. And inversely, you can kind of approach things the same way via online platforms, via, yeah. you know, platforms like LinkedIn mm-hmm. or even on social media and stuff, you know, now whatever you put in your bio,
yeah,
it's kind of, you can let people know like what you're about. For ahead sure. of time, you know, like mm-hmm. put certain tags like, oh, I'm into food or hiking, or yeah. I'm into cryptocurrency, you know, like whatever it
I'm
is.
In a social funnel.
Yeah. If you, or you just join Facebook groups for, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and there's whatever Facebook group for whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then like we talked about that before from like a different, aspect, but sometimes, yeah, like I'll run into someone's account, or maybe I met them in person and then like now we follow each other. I like take a quick view of who they follow, the accounts, like, oh, these are all similar things that I've seen, you know. Or like, even though I don't, I mean, I like to just, you know, I like to not really keep up with the trend, just kind of knowing what it is. But I follow a lot of like women because they're wearing a lot of guys' clothes. So I might not wear it the same way they do, but the colors and combination, I just follow them. And that's how I get into that little, you know, spot of just seeing what they do.
Yeah, and it gives you talking points to when you actually have a conversation with that person. You have a place to start.
Yeah.
You know, you, at the very least, you have a place to start. And then wherever the connection goes from there, you know, you'll find out. But at least you have a solid starting point that you both can relate to. You both share common interests. Yeah. So it should foster something, because if you're both invested in that topic, then, you know, you can kind of bet that it's going to be a good foundation for, you know, whatever that connection fosters.
These days I've been a little more, I don't know. I mean, maybe just a little burnout. And then just trying to like pivot towards new like projects I've been doing, but like, I've been kind of keeping to myself a little bit, but like, how do you believe a lot into this? Like, you are the five people you keep around you kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how that's like the known thing. Like, and I think there's some of that, but I keep a lot of people from different walks of life kind of close, just because of, you know, like, I don't know, I have pretty lifelong friends, and it's like, I get a lot from all of them, but I don't know. I don't know if I would change if I had, you know, if I switch out a couple or what. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I believe in that to agree, maybe not the extreme of that degree where it's like, oh, these five people exactly inform exactly but like
your circle. But like,
no, they for sure influence my own interests. By now, I know exactly who I am as a person, where it's like, I don't foresee that, like, you know, being influenced too much by my close friends, but I have a very wide network of friends, and that, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, I got the ring, that the inner ring is like the super close ones that I see at least a couple times a month.
Yeah.
And then you go out from there and out from there.
Yeah.
And, but like, some of those connections in the outer rings, I would still consider to be like really good friends that I just don't see.
Yeah, I mean, I got like my brothers who are,
but they can still influence me a lot as well.
Yeah. Like, there's ones I have, like, I'll take counsel with a lot more, just be like, hey man, like, this is what I'm thinking. Like, what do you think? You know, and I don't, you know, luckily don't really have guys that are yes man and me with my shit. Like, no, they'll ask me questions like, hey, are you sure? Like, you thought this out, or, you know.
Yeah, I don't need no yes man around me. I need to
ask some questions, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but I do think it is definitely motivating. Like, you know, I've always talked about when Chris and I first started getting back together and not doing this, it was just good to start doing creative stuff in general. And then, you know, this is what it's turned into currently. And we're always looking to expand. But it just helped me, not only that, like, I do a lot of other stuff outside of the quality good stuff because of just that network opening up there, and then whoever I met through here helped me, you know, might guide me in those other things I'm doing as well. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it is just the motivation and their mindset. But yeah, like I said, I wouldn't have helped me be as confident if I didn't meet these people through this old connection I had that turned into, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we chopped off that branch and it grew up more now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
yeah. Another thing about making connections, you got to show up. Maybe your social battery needs recharging or whatever, but you got to make the effort to show up. Like, physically show up sometimes, you know, you have to go to events.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just like leave it up to online or through friends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to go make cold connections.
Sure. And like they talk about, it's like, motivation ain't going to be enough. You know what I'm saying? You got to just break through that sometimes, because we're not always motivated to, you know, get out that particular day, but you know the long-term outcome that might come of it if you just take that extra.
I've definitely been there where it's like, man, I don't really feel super social right now, but I know that if I just go, there is, I don't know what connections await me out there. And, for sure. You know, like, there could be a really great connection out there waiting for me.
And I've definitely done that of like, I don't want to go, woo-doo-woo. And then like, even getting to a place, you're like, well, I'm fucking here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it now. You know, it's like, let me turn it on and whatever, you know? And then you just get warmed up to it, hopefully, most of the time.
You just got
to
warm up.
Exactly. And then you feel at the end of what it is, you know, but I definitely understand having certain energies towards things, but yeah, you just got to get out of it and like we always say, just get out there and do those things that are going to help down the line. And maybe it doesn't help you make a particular connection there or network, but just another rep on trying to put yourself out there, I think helps. Or like trying to.
Yeah. Even if you're not successful in, you know, making a strong connection or any real connection, at least you went through the motions. Those, like those repetitions said, matter.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's like, you know, you don't, it can't always be transactional, and then you can't look at that as a fail. It's like, well, not, okay, maybe now the thing is I got to find better events that I want to go to, you know? Yeah,
like you go to an event hosted by a certain organization or a certain group, and you're just like, okay, this this group is not like, for me.
Exactly. I've went to two, kind of the same vibe. All right, I'm just off the board of that one. But I'm sure there was someone else there that, you know, maybe does an event like, oh, I saw that they sponsored this, or I saw a representative of that, and maybe I'll try their event, so.
Yeah. Like, or you're paying for a membership and then you go to one of their events and you're like, oh, I actually don't need to pay for this membership anymore. Or, oh man, this was super helpful. I'm going to donate more to this cause.
Well, I think it's just huge too, man. It's like, you know, especially us, we've done multiple like small businesses and things like that. And like, you know, these networks have helped us do that. But also, man, like I've had so many straight up strangers that like ride harder to like help me promote my brand. You know, I'm not shitting on my homies, but it's like, it's because they're in the same like mind of like, I have the small business too, you know, so I know how that feels. So I'm going to, you know, kind of signal blast for these people too. Cause if I can, that's all that matters. Like, you know, I'll put some stuff about art events. Cause I'm like, I just don't have artists following my other page or whatever. So just, if I can make one connection out of that for those two people, that's awesome. You know what I mean? And cause people do that for us, you know? So
absolutely. When you're going out to these events or whatever to network, and you should go out there with some kind of intent. It's always good to have a elevator pitch, you know, tell people about what you're doing or like what it is you're seeking to do. Because if when you're trying to bridge these connections or make genuine connections or, you know, get value out of relationships, it doesn't always have to be immediate gratification, but let people know what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to know what you're about if you don't tell them.
Yeah. And it's good both sides. It's like, you might find that person who's, okay, I totally get where you're coming from. Or other people like, all right, I see what this is and it's not for them. But also, at least you threw it out there. So, you know, you're both not wasting each other's time.
Too, yes, man. Like, time is money. Time is valuable.
Yeah. And we don't have to take it personally at all. I mean, I'm trying to work on that always as well. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah, like you said, even with a mentor or whatever, sometimes either it doesn't last long or it just wasn't the exact fit. There's nothing wrong with that. There's billions of people in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why it's a network. It's not everybody. Your particular network has those connections and will continue to change throughout your life.
Yeah. So be able to distill your idea down to like a few sentences, you know, like an elevator pitch, you know, you got to let them know what you're about in a very quick blurb, you know, because you don't want to just like ramble on about what you're doing. Give them the meat.
Exactly.
And so then that way they know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And then
that can be professionally or personally, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like putting your brand yourself out there is sometimes big, you know? Like even like, you know, like we were talking, I think maybe before even getting on, but you're like, this is what I do. It's not exactly what you're doing, but that's where I'm at with things. I'm open to other stuff, you know, but
yeah. And when you're, you know, going through that initial conversation that, you know, listen to what the other person is saying as well. And in the act of listening, be an active listener, and also try to craft a question about what they're saying that's going to provoke an even a little bit layer deeper of a conversation. Because in that way, they know that you're listening, and know that you're at least care about what they're saying. Yeah. And you know, then it allows you to just get that layer deeper, and then you can figure out from there if that connection is worth fostering even more.
Like, that callback is big, man. Whether it's like, oh, like I heard you talking to them about this, or like I happen to know some of your work from before I even met you, like huge fan, or I love that you did this, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels, you know, and like obviously do it authentically. If you don't know these people, don't act like it. But
and it gets people to open up more.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, like he's done his research a little bit, or like that's just the kind of person he is, you know what I'm saying? It goes a long way for sure.
Yeah. I have a story that relates to this topic. When I was interning at Warner Brother Records, we worked in this small little room that had like four desks, and there was only like four or five of us in there. But I noticed that this one dude would like come sit outside of our area where there was kind of like a communal computers and coffee machine and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he would just hang out and poke around on the internet. So I took the time to introduce myself to him, and then I found out that he was the head of A&R for Urban for Warner Brother Records.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. You know, and
then, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Asked him what he was currently looking for and stuff like that. He was like looking for like a girl group or something, you know, like R&B group at the time. I was like, okay. So I didn't, you know, that's kind of like where the conversation stayed for that initial. So
did you audition for the group?
Or? Yeah, I didn't have the legs have for the pipes. It.
Oh, no, the voice was not the problem. It was the leg.
Yeah, but you know, that's where the conversation stayed for the initial kind of meetup, you know? Like, again, not trying to make it a transactional thing, like, you know, me, mom.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Like you said, you've seen him a couple times, you know, which means, like, of course, he's probably at least seen who, you know, and then you're like, all right, let me move to the next.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, over time, he was hanging out there a few times. And one time I just approached him and I said,
what do you do?
Hey, I know that you're looking for this, but I've been recording with my friend back home. And this is a recording that we, you know, recorded in a really nice studio. Take a look. I played him the song. And then, you know, it's only like a 2.5-3 minute song, so it's short enough. And at the end, he was just like, wow, I want to meet him. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. I can make arrangements to do this. And, you know, it led to him giving a studio tour. Well, first of all, my friend flew down from the Bay Area to LA. Luckily, I was subletting an apartment from his brother in downtown LA. So it worked out. And I was like, come down. We're going to go meet this A&R guy. We met him. He liked the personality. He gave us studio time, you know, to develop a little bit, which is kind of unheard of in this day and age.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, this was like 15 years ago now, but you know,
the game is
for sure artist development doesn't really happen as much now. Like, of course, there's industry plants out there and whatnot, you know, but you guys can figure out who those are or have your own opinions on who those artists are.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you can, people say, oh, that's like, hey, man, there's plants that don't grow either. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. You know, there's not one way into this game, man.
But yeah, it took some active listening. From like, you know, I listened to what he told me the first time and I said, hey, I know that you're looking for this, but I got this.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the day, it did, you know, that guy, there was a regime change at Warner Brother Records. Yeah, he ended up getting let go in the middle of this relationship. So. Yeah.
But it's like that. I mean, it's like, my buddy
kind of fell out of the music scene too, but you know what? If you don't go through those motions, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And that was kind of like the first major one for me there where I was like, if I never spoke up, that connection never would have happened. We never would have got that far. Yeah. Imagine how far we could have gone further. Like me and my buddy, we could have gone to higher heights, but you know, there was a lot of circumstances
but like, it's not a fail, you know what I'm saying? No. It's like, but for more than anything, you learn that, you know, closed mouths don't get fed, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's absolutely. It. Like, I just had to go and say what it was. I happen to have a connect now that you made. I have a friend, and let me just put that together, all of us. And it's because you said something. If not, you never found out who that guy was. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, it's, you just don't know. And then who knows? I mean, like, yeah, if maybe that person down the line could come up again. Who just knows, man? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I tried to connect with him. Yeah, it was difficult. But.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Things are just so much different now, you know? I mean, and that, exactly. Like, I've come across people, I haven't talked to in 10 years, 10, 15 years. And just now we're back in that orbit for whatever reason, you know? And it's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe that was going to be something. Maybe not. But because of that initial network, now we can see what's up again, you know? Nothing wrong with that.
And another aspect that's important in networking is following up, you know, after you have an interaction, whether it's the initial one or just a really meaningful conversation or whatever, follow up. Let that person know that you appreciate their time. You got a lot out of the conversation and you would like to continue like doing business or connecting again to collaborate or just trying to hash out ideas or anything. Yeah. But yeah, it just lets somebody know that you valued their time.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely try to approach that with what I'm doing, you know, like my most recent like venture, like did my first pop-up, whatever. And you know, some people, the foreign idea of like, you know, the laundry detergent I do, whatever. But, you know, I just tell them about kind of what we're doing. Like, I talked to them about like the aesthetic of what we're trying to do, whatever. And some people bought the soap, whatever. I was able to give out some stickers on my website. Then I, you know, recently after that, had people ask more about it. Like, I used it. It was great. Like, where do you manufacture? Woo, woo. And then another one, that was a more positive one, was like, cool. Like, she reached out. But I had another one where I don't know what happened. I didn't get the first email, but she was like, I didn't get my order. You know, I'm like, damn, I don't know what happened. I checked. I, you know, believed her. It like never left the post office, whatever. I was like, I got you. Like, I'll refund your money right now, whatever, or I'll get you the product. Got it. And then she was like, thanks, you know, and everything was all good. I sent her some extra stuff, of course, or whatever. But just reaching out, like, and like, I could have just refunded it and been done with it, but I just explained to her what was going on, and they're all for it, you know what I'm saying?
Giving that personal touch.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, they bought since, and I can't be mad at that, you know? And like, I try to answer all the messages in a timely manner because, yeah, man, like, it goes far. And they like to hear that it's the owners, you know, like, that are communicating with them sometimes if you're able to do that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think follow-ups just let you kind of rise to the top. Does everybody follow up?
Yeah.
No.
And
not like, everybody does, but if you do, it's one more instance that person, that you're in that person's mind.
Yeah. Yeah, even like at homies, man, I'll just like throw whatever fire emoji on what they're doing. Like, oh man, I didn't see all this. I'm like, man, it's all good. I know you weren't, you know, but like they still took the time. Eventually they saw it and responded, and that's cool. You know, like, I don't need that, but it does go a long way.
Yeah. I mean, just this morning, I went to go check out an apartment with my girlfriend, the leasing manager or whatever.
Yeah.
Send a follow-up email like 30 minutes after.
Yeah.
You know? And that lets me know, like, he wants to work with us. You know, obviously he wants to like fill out his property, but that's how you get
exactly.
Me.
But exactly. You know that. It's not like you know that he's just reached out. Obviously, yeah, it's for your business.
If you didn't give a shit, then like, I probably would.
Yeah, but if you saw three apartments today, you at least rise back up a little bit on that. You know, obviously the place itself has to have those amenities you want or whatever, but that person you work with for sure makes a big difference. You know, like, I do have certain people that in the same profession, and someone's I'll just go to because they get me a little easier. So I know, like you said, the built-in connection's already there and they're all for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Building connections. There's a lot that goes into it, and you know, it does take a lot of work to have kind of the complete package, you know, like, you might be new to networking, or maybe you're not the most social person ever, and you have to step outside of your comfort zone to get there.
Yeah, but there's people that, of all personalities, that have huge networks because you just work with what you got, you adjust, you sacrifice certain things, you know, or you just change the way you have to do it. And luckily, with the way the internet works and communication works, you can do that, man. You know what I'm saying? You really can. I mean, some businesses just straight up text you all day. That's it. Yeah. You know, and they, as long as the customer service, what I want, I don't need a phone number to call. As long as you take care of everything I need, that's all good. You know, but yeah.
I mean, you just gotta ask open-ended questions, go beyond that small talk, find common ground.
Yeah.
You know,
but approach it like any other skill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, get better at it. Try it out.
Repetition.
Man. Yeah.
Repetition.
Let us know what you guys are doing out there networking. We know, obviously, a lot of our guests are entrepreneurs and creatives, and the only way to keep creating or keep your business going is to meet new people or have new areas you can put your product, you know? So we'd love to hear what some of y'all are going through right now and doing and how it's been working.
I mean, like I said, it's a continuous process, you know, do those check-ins, you know, follow-ups aren't just for the immediate follow-up. Follow-ups can happen down the line as well. Like a couple weeks later, even months later. You know, like,
you just don't know.
Yeah. You just
things change. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing in friendships. Like, those friendships only last if you, you know, check in with each other.
Yeah.
You know, the more infrequent that those check-ins come, the bigger the gap is in your friendship.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, there's nothing wrong with that either, but just monitor that as well. But in your head of like, okay, like, it's all right. I used to always, you know, communicate that. It ain't that way no more. It is what it is. And that goes with business or any other connection you make too. It's like, you can't force it. You know, you love to kind of keep it going if you want to, but eventually you got to read the signs of like, you know, it's changed.
It happens in life. You know, you don't have time and energy to maintain all the connections to the same amount. You know, you got to choose which connections are worth keeping around.
Because
if you're investing a bunch of time into a connection that is like, like, why, you know, then maybe you got to reevaluate what you're doing there. Also, you know, support and celebrate your connection success. When somebody in your network does something cool, throw them a little note, like, good job, or like, celebrate to work anniversary. You know, LinkedIn is really good at prompting you to do that. Like, that it'll be like, oh, someone's celebrating a 2-year work anniversary. Well, send them a note.
Exactly. You know? Or I've had the friends from my one job be like, dude, what is the other thing you're doing? Like, just because they see it pop up, like, oh, you're the head of this shit? Like, what does that mean? Or, you know, and it's a good, like, whatever works, just because luckily you're in their network, they see that new thing you're doing. Some people ask about it and so show some interest and support you. And, you know, it feels good, man.
Just keep up with your network's doings, you know, and go check them out. Like, your friend's hosting a pop-up. Go drop by, you know?
Yeah, man. You'd be surprised just how, you know, how far that one emoji under a comment, you know, or under a post helps, or that one story you share for them, man. Like, it just, it goes so much more than you probably even imagine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it always feels good when people fuck with us. And, you know what I'm saying? I say, like I said, love the homies, but it's so good to see some strangers just stumble across you. Like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just one dude bought a shirt, man, off me. He's like, I don't really get it, but like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I was like, bro, like, you know,
I support you. I met you today. Yeah, I like
exactly.
you.
And then
let's go.
And the more he dug deep, he's like, oh, like, the cut of the shirt's what I really want. And like, oh, the, you know, and it, like I said, he just took a chance on coming by and then talked to me and my sister, whatever, and bought a shirt. And it was all good, man. You know what I mean? So yeah, you don't know, man. Let it out. Put yourself out there. So that's the only way the network works. If you get out there, so
some key takeaways from this all, you know, just put in the time, put in the effort, be open,
and don't
be transactional.
Yeah, exactly. And know that you never know when the next network connection is going to come.
Man. Exactly. Yeah. So don't close yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Be approachable, and, you know, approach others and do it warmly. You know, like,
be interesting, be interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so get out there. Go, like, you're on the fence about hitting up some network activity. Just go do it. You know, I had to miss one networking opportunity this past week. I scored free tickets to like a conference, but you know, another work opportunity came up that was actually a better networking opportunity, a more valuable one for me. Time, because it's just slightly more relevant to my internal company work interworkings. Then, you know, the other one was more industry related, but it also wasn't my direct industry. So sacrificed one opportunity for another.
Things are going to happen. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, if you have a networking tip or a story or a tactic of some sort that you employ when you're out there trying to, you know, connect or find connections, let us know, man, because, I mean, I consider myself a pretty strong networker. It's always been a strong suit of mine, like I said, but I'm always open to connection. So however you're doing it, let me know, man.
Yeah.
But if you want to connect with me, you can find me at Mr. Beatty on Instagram. I am on LinkedIn too. I think that shit's in there somewhere. Yeah. Connect somewhere. With me. Network with me. That. I have almost 1,000 connections on LinkedIn. Do I talk to them a lot? No. And do I get cold messaged a lot by people on there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And you know what? It's always transactional. That's why I'm not getting back to you, fools. Yeah,
exactly. You know, and who knows? That one time you're going to hit me with that thing I need, but
You know what? I actually have had some meaningful connections on there offering services that I'm interested in. So, you know, props to them. But there are also, man, some of y'all in my LinkedIn inbox are just a little bit too persistent. Yeah. There's a level to this, guys. Yeah. So just dial it back a little bit. If I don't respond to you and you see that I read your message,
read the room, man. Read the
don't message me like 3 more times after that. Like, that's,
I don't take that as the energy I want.
No, man.
Like, being persistent isn't always the way to go. It's like knowing where we're at is where it's
like, because that, like, you can see my red. I left you on red, man. Yeah, so don't be like buzzing me after that.
Yeah, you can connect with me on Anson.wav or Big Waves Laundering. But yeah, if you about like a pyramid or some kind of social funnel, man, you can miss me with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying.
That's not the kind of networking we about.
But more power to y'all, but that's not what we want. But yeah, also the people already in our network, a lot of y'all listening right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, connect us with some other people. We want more amazing guests. If you know some people that, you know, would have a lovely conversation with us, we're always trying to be about that, man. So connect us with them too. Yeah. Be about that life.
Connect with us at Quality Goods TV on Instagram or on the World Wide Web at qualitygoods.tv.
Boom.
So find us there. And until next time, we out.